Get off the beaten path where many walk with me, and run now on a certain and sure path where I lead. I am pleased by those who have been following a narrowing path to higher places in me, but now we must walk on a path less traveled. Greater strength and faith will be exercised than on the more beaten path we now leave. Rest in knowing that there is always grace for the journey and for the next place in me. This grace is found in our fellowship and through your dependency on me. Now I am calling, come nearer, into closer fellowship with me. Closer and closer and closer is the way in which I lead. Love says, come deeper and know me more in the dimensions of my love in greater understanding. For without this, your freedom and authority cannot be complete. Lay aside every weight that slows you down, and sin that does easily beset you and further your training in me. It is time to move beyond current constraints into greater communion and liberty. One of the ways I will be leading you is in yielding to times with me, not in busyness, but in stillness, yielding to the quiet of you and me, where there are instructions and understandings to be received. Line upon line, I have been teaching you, and precept upon precept, understanding is increasing. Many are hearing me calling, come now and linger not, for there is much yet to receive. Where we go is not well traveled. This is the way I am leading. It is a way of more quiet, where stillness is further developed, dependency strengthened, and fellowship with my spirit is greatly increased. In this, we are going to run faster, but you won't be breathless, for I am the ever-present breath you need. I have been calling and nudging, and many are responding, and this faith pleases me. Great must be your dependency on me, and great must be the increase through our fellowship of how you see and perceive and believe. The kingdom is at hand and within you, and there is more to learn about these things. There is increase where I am leading, where your fellowship with my spirit takes on new depth and meaning. Dependency, yielding, and believing will all be strengthened as we climb to higher places in me. The pressure for many is about should be. Where you should be, what you should be doing, what you should already be experiencing, and how much farther along you should be. Set your sights beyond where it seems you should be, and see where you already are in me. You are on the journey, in my arms, gaining greater understanding. You are continuing, enduring, letting patience complete the work, and you are loved immeasurably by me. The enemy is saying to many that they are late, missing the call, having too many weaknesses to go where I lead. But that is exactly why we are leaving the more beaten path to the way in which I am leading. For the further we go, the less you will carry, and the more of my life you will walk in. You will understand more about my love as you ascend the heights where I am leading. For I love you in ways you don't yet see, but you shall as you follow in the way I lead. On this way that is less traveled, I am your help when you feel weak. I am your strength for the journey. Do not look at tomorrow as if it should be today. Set your sights very steady, looking to me, for I am leading you exactly where and how you need. Continue to sow to spiritual things, for you will reap abundantly from that which you are sowing. Sow and keep your eyes on me. Come now. Come up higher. Don't look down. Keep your eyes on me. Come often to my arms to drink of my love and receive the strength you need, for you will be glad for this next part of your journey with me.